This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. This is the final day of May, and you won't believe how time flies. As I said, it's the 31st of May, and tomorrow it is going to be June, and I'm sure people are looking forward to June. Well, I see quite a number of people who have already, we see on we see a number of people who have already looked at the show, and that is what I'm talking about. Let me say there are numerous platforms that we can see with. I've already seen a number of friends of mine. And there were numerous track and field actions in Florida and elsewhere. I have to give kudos. Before I forget, shout out to Peter Isaacs, who listens to Track World. Kudos go to Anthony Strawn, who ran 22.76, third to Shelly-Ann Fraser-Price. When asked about not running in the 100 meters, Shelly said, it is early in the season, and running the 200, she will be in better shape for the 100 meters. And then, kudos also to the one and only Elaine Thompson Herrera. She ran 10.79. And a young lady has come back. Her name is Shikari Richardson. She ran a time that is 0.92. If we're talking about Elaine. Elaine was way ahead of her, but she is on her way. In other events, Bahamian Kyle Alsin jumped, cleared 2.15 meters. And then we're looking at Jamal from Western Texas in the second in the 110 hurdles, and that is something else. It was a good time in that particular race. And then we have Megan Moss of Kentucky, who ran 52.07 for a personal best. And whenever you see a Bahamian run a personal best, you know they are on their way. Tennessee's Charisma Taylor with a silver in the triple jump at 43 feet, 11 inches. Kudos also go to Kendrick Thompson, who set a new national record of 7.788 in the decathlon. And I am a numbers man, and it is something else that we will be talking about. We will be talking about the decathlon, a new national record, and he is on his way, on the way to Eugene. Hopefully, if he can set a time for Eugene, Oregon. Your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, your thoughts. Let us know what you're talking about. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And the text line, ladies and gentlemen, powered by BTC, is 422-4796. Well, we have Sammy Glinton. He is watching. Oh, I am sure I met up with his brother this weekend. And then you have Edric Poitier, and he is always watching and listening. And then Sandra Walks from Kalina is watching also. So that is what I am talking about. And I said that just based on the things that we talked about in track and field, what you feel. Tell us what you feel. Don't be, you know, or Charlene Thompson also is watching. I'm saying that plenty of people are watching and listening. So I want you to tell us how you feel about those performances of Bahamians and other than Bahamians. I am sure that you are enjoying watching and listening, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what I am talking about. I think that you're going to have an unbelievable show. An unbelievable show, ladies and gentlemen. And as I said, just let us know what you get riled up about, excited about. Edric, you want to take that opportunity? Which one do you like to take? Elaine Thompson Herrera? Or you want to take a young lady who is called Shelly Ann, one of the best, ladies and gentlemen. Well, there are more athletes than that. Over the weekend, we're talking about the NC2As. And then we're talking about the meet over the weekend on Saturday. That was really something else. People are doing great events. You're talking about people jumping. You're talking about people doing the pole vault. You're talking about people who are doing the 1500, the steeplechase and all of that. So there's plenty to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sure Bahamians know very much about track and field. So, Edric, do you want to start it based on what you saw over the weekend in Eugene? And just tell us the name of the meet. Edric Poitier. And I said, Sammy Glinton, I have not seen you for a while. I saw your brother downtown, and I told him to tell you hello. Well, Edric says, I believe that Shelly Ann is in better form for the 100 meters. And that's why she did the 200. You know, you got to use your head. You can't be doing one thing forever and ever. You have to switch a little bit. You have to switch a little bit. And if you don't switch a little bit, you have your challenge. You can't do the same thing again and again. Track and field and all kinds of athletics have you're able to, I mean, the more you do a variety in whichever event it is, it will turn out better for you, ladies and gentlemen. So what I will do is just tell you about Track World. It's brought to us by Sun Oil, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, also by Vaughn L. Culmer Insurance Agents and Brokers. And then I have been a financial services representative at Kalina for more than 2 years. My daughter, Alexis Hanna, is my business partner. We are the A team at Kalina and have a love for our clients. I can be contacted at 432-9161 and Alexis at 467-0372. And that is what I am talking about. And we're going to take our first break. And after our first break, we're going to have some gentleman who is going to make you feel so good as to what we're doing this evening and for some time. So now we go to our break.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. You should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Hannah performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And guess what? A young lady out of Atlanta who, her name is Juanita DeVoe. And she is family to me. And Shark, y'all all know Shark. Juanita DeVoe, she is always on the show. So, let's talk just briefly about Uncle Lou. I got the opportunity of going to that school out east when I was 14. And you know, we could have stayed in Eastern forever and ever and get your, you know, some other certificate, not the GCE. And Uncle Lou was a father, what do you call it? A father figure for us. He was one who started the Officials Association in the Bahamas. He also was a part of the BAIS people. And we're at the point where these gentlemen would indicate what they're talking about. We started to talk about a banquet at Paradise Island some years ago for Uncle Lou, and now we're talking about Bahama and a golf tournament. And my understanding is that Uncle Lou's vision was to have at St. Augustine's the best facilities in the Bahamas. And you know, at one point we did have, but things have changed. Tell us what your organization will do. Now, there's only two of you here, but there are people all over the place.
Okay, I'm Mike Rule. I'm chairman of the Uncle Lou Charity Committee that is putting on the first annual Uncle Lou Charity Golf Tournament at Royal Blue Golf Course, Bahama, on Saturday, June 11th. As you indicated, Hawk, you know, Uncle Lou had a vision. I suppose he started to talk about this some years ago.
Many years ago.
That's right. And he wanted to refurbish and expand the sporting facilities at St. Augustine's, at least when we were there, and I was there, I guess, in your latter years.
Yes.
You know, we run on a grass track, and we used to host high school sports.
Oh, yes.
That grass track is still there.
Yes.
When I was there, we were also playing softball over in the distant field. The big guys used to play in the middle of the track field. The smaller guys had to go in the end where they cut down some bush and made two fields, and they called the younger guys the sand flies. That was the pit that we played on. Today, that is the site of the two new softball fields. I think Uncle Lou had extended those as the director at athletics at the time to accommodate more persons playing during the sports period. So our first objective is now to expand the facility by building two new softball fields. Lighted facilities that the school can use for its own purposes, as well as the inter high school competition, and also private entities will have the opportunity to use those facilities as well. So it's going to be open to the community, and of course, you know, St. Augustine's private grounds, good parking. You don't have to worry about security. So we're excited to get this to get behind this. This initiative started a few years ago, and a group of alumni got together, and we decided that, let's go ahead and get this finished and get the first phase going, and hopefully, you know, we'll move into the track and then into the other basketball, volleyball, and the gymnasium. But that could be down the road. I don't know if you and I will be here when we finish that, But we'll try to get as close as possible.
I think I'm going to be here. My sister is 90, and she's doing well.
Well,
she may be gone at some point, but she's doing well. What I'm saying is that I plan to live as long as I can and enjoy my life as long as I can.
Well, you got good.
Thank you.
You got good lineage, super lineage.
Yes, yes.
Glenn, you want to throw in some stuff about our golf?
Yeah. Oh, but before I forget, Doyle Burris is watching, and Laquita Napa, who is in the United States. You know, we do have people. You wouldn't believe how many people don't live here and watch this. And I tell them, man, you ain't listen to the show. I was talking to a cousin of mine. He just said, I listen to the show. But yeah. I don't have to hear it. You know, people, we have this fella in Arizona now. Oh, man. He's a singer. And I'm forgetting his name, but he used to be out at Father Allen's place.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was in Arizona. And I mean, he plays music, so you could see people all over the place. But go along, Glenn.
Yeah, thank you, Hawk. You know, Hawk, I remember Hawk very well from Sutton. As a matter of fact.
And Easton.
But he was one of the fellas, I think, who afforded me the opportunity to be introduced to track and field. And my first introduction was beating him in the 400 meters in Sac House Sports. Never run in my life. But after that race, I was finished. I said,
I don't remember that.
This ain't for me. So I'll have to remind when me and Malcolm Hadley and you get together.
You and Malcolm Hadley.
Yeah. Hawk, you know, I was glad when called upon to participate in this venture. And I had the good fortune of not only being a student, but also to be a teacher at the time when Lou Adley was at SAC. So I covered the whole spectrum and was exposed to him as a great man. My job in this event is the coordinator of the golf course, which will take place at the Baja Mar facility on Saturday, June the 11th. It's tailored for us to come out and have fun and enjoy ourselves. And of course, the cause is a very worthy one. The format of the tournament is for a two-person scramble. And that allows us to have the widest participation possible in the golfing community. And of course, we're going to start about 8 a.m. in the morning. All the holes will be occupied and going off at the same time. So we want to be able to enjoy ourselves and get through the round of golf as much as possible. And I'm glad to see the people who have expressed an interest. You know, the golfing community is somewhat a close-knit community.
Yes.
And we are getting as many as possible of them, whether they're Sackers or Norton,
yes,
to come out and support this event, because this undertaking is not only just to benefit SAC. I think, as my colleague Mike pointed out,
Benefit the country.
And of course, Lou Adley was not only a Sacker, but he was of national repute and contributor. We have lots of prizes that will be a part of this event. We are guaranteeing that the top 15 winners in this tournament will receive a prize, and it's also a possibility to go beyond that.
Oh, yes.
Based on the kind of support that we are getting. As far as handicapping the tournament is concerned, we are affording the opportunity for persons who are not so good, as well as those who are very good, to come together, probably, and form a team and be a part of the thing and have the opportunity and the possibility of winning something. So it's not just geared towards those who are fortunate and blessed athletically, but those of those who want to come out and see, maybe even some of people may be just novices, to come out and be a part of the whole undertaking. The sponsors, I think my colleague Mike has a full listing of our sponsors. And maybe he may take the opportunity to mention some of them. And any questions people might have, please feel free. We'd be more than happy to answer them.
Yes, we have quite a number of sponsors, persons who have stepped forward with sponsorship. We've got Bahama, Chances Games, Executive Motors, Coca-Cola, Oak Tree Medical Center, Islander Cares Foundation, Checkers Cafe, PricewaterhouseCoopers, QBC, Quality Business Center, Comfort Suites, Global Insurance, Bonaventure Labs, Assurewin, Florida Fantasia, Flaunted, Mamasase Gummy Foods, Centerville Food Store, Baker Tilly, DigiPrints, and Woodside Insurance.
But I must say, too, this event is also supported and sanctioned by the Bahamas Golf Federation, of which I at one point in time served as president on two occasions. So we are roping in the whole golfing community to be a part of this.
Well, I know several people that I know that really love golf. You know Barry Russell?
Oh, yeah.
Have you reached out to him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why them go away to golf? They go out of the island?
Barry traveled with us when we have a club. We have a club. Yeah. And he was a part of
us. We're counting on Barry's participation in this group.
Yes.
And what about Felix Stubbs?
Well, there are other people. A lot of them are members of other golfing clubs, local golfing clubs, like the Poop Deck and the Palm Dales.
Yes, yes.
We want reaching out to them and hope that they would also come out and be supportive.
And Felix is supporting us as well.
Yes, Felix is one of those. Yeah, definitely.
Boy, that is something else. Mm-hmm. So there's some excitement.
We got Paul Major, we got Horace.
Oh, yes.
And these guys are...
Horace Pierre?
Horace Miller is...
I know Horace very well.
These guys can play, and I mean, they're really doing a fantastic job of promoting and getting support for this event.
Well, I had a challenge while I was in Toronto. We had a day out, a part of the golfing and everything else. And I was telling this young lady, run away from me. And she ran right into me. And guess what? Mm-hmm. Her head got her ball. And we had to, take her to the hospital. And then the next time I did was with Kenneth Bowe and his nephew, Paradise Island. And I killed a blackbird. So yeah. I am not doing any golfing anymore in my life.
You had a birdie.
I had a birdie. Yes, that's what you call it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's also only fitting to point out that the Alumni Association entirety is gotten involved in this project.
Hmm? Yes.
So the SAC Alumni Association, they really stepped up. Hmm? And
always.
Part of this whole exercise.
Yes.
And I'm sure they're out there also encouraging their friends colleagues to join in the cause.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, the president of the Alumni Association, Sherelle Cartwright, is behind the scenes.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, very
she,
much
she's
so.
Behind
she is
the
scenes. Every now and then we have some with SAC, and she is in here.
with the group. Yeah. She is quarterbacking this stuff behind the scenes and giving us a lot of administrative support to pull this together, her and other alumni members. So we are very grateful for that, and we expect that this would become an annual alumni event. They have a couple now at a banquet.
Yes.
Fun Run Walk, Uncle Lou, Fun Run Walk, something like that. And now, Uncle Lou, we tell him that we are playing golf, he'll probably say, what?
Yes. There are two people who come on. One is Sherwin Stewart, and he says, today I had the opportunity to visit the campus of SAC today, and it was very impressed by the facilities. Kudos to the organization.
Sherwin is that's the guy who used to attend Prince Will.
Yes. And then Kristen Jones. Mm. He is watching.
Okay.
He's watching.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to shout out to my good friend Doyle Burris, who you say is watching.
Oh, yes.
I haven't seen him in quite a while. Yes, but, Doyle was always a kind of hands-on fella. Maybe we get him in this thing. He likes the hands-on stuff.
Hands-on fella.
You know? Mr. Wally Boy.
Yeah. And the pioneers, you know.
Pioneers, that's right.
Yeah. My involvement in this, too, is not only just for the Gov side of it, but I expect to be involved professionally from an engineering and everything side to make sure that we can do the best that we can possibly do in delivering the facility. So let's get it on.
Yeah, let's get it on. Anything else that excite the people?
Well, we'd like to appeal to all the St. Augustine's because we're also doing a fundraising drive as well in addition to the tournament to try to make sure that we can hit the target that we need to complete this facility. So we can urge all SAC members to contact persons that they know and point them.
And a ton of people from SAC.
That's right. And if they, whatever little contribution they can make, fine. If they can make a large one, welcome. The more, the merrier. Mm-hmm. So, the time is a little short, but we are trying to reach as many persons.
It will work.
And we're appealing to as many persons to support us as possible, you know.
You could win a car, possibly, in this tournament.
Oh, yes.
Hole in one.
Yes.
Yeah. BMW or Highland Toyota.
Oh, okay, if you come to him for the hole, just hit it, it might go in.
I hear what you're saying. There is a Mary Robinson Ramming is watching. Mary Robinson
Ramming. Yeah. Hello, Mary.
Hello, yes. Mary. Yes.
Mary, we want you, if you are in town, to come out and support us on the 11th. If you're a soccer, we look forward to whatever support you can give us. And again, as I say to all soccer who are there in the sound of my voice and listening, following it, Hawkman, look, please step up and help us out, Uncle Lou. I'm sure he would. He'd be very appreciative of that.
We've left Hawkman some information, so if anyone want to contact him, he could share some information about you.
But I want to say some of the things now. Yeah. First of all, it says 35% team average and all of that. We're talking about shotgun at 8 o'clock, 7 holes. Payment registration. Payment before Wednesday, the 8th of June, 2022. And it makes a difference. You know, some of us like to wait to the end. Sometime the last minute, ain't nothing left. You know? So you need to really be sure of that. So phone numbers are 397-1744 or 8205568. And they talk also about CIBC, where to put the money in. And I think CIBC, SAC has a...
The Alumni Association
there. Right. So do as well as you can. And just remember...
The number is Uncle Lou.
Uncle Lou, yeah.
You can dial to the phone saying Uncle Lou, and you will get us.
Oh, man. That is something else. Anything more that you missed?
Yeah, Uncle Lou. And the SAC Alumni Office is located in the Toyota showroom on Shirley Street at Buena Retiro and Shirley Street. So that number... answers in there, and you can, if you need information or you need to see or talk to someone, Sherelle Cartwright and her team are there daily, and those numbers that Hawk gave you, 397-1744 and 820-820-5568, they are the numbers at that office. Okay. And if you don't remember the number, just remember Uncle Lou.
If you see Uncle Lou when he fall in the bell, he can fall in the bell at the event, though. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen. Any last thing?
Only thing I'd say, soccers and persons, to thank you for all those who have sponsored and donated. And we're looking forward to those who plan to, that you do it on or before June the 8th. But if you want to come, if you're not playing and you want to make a donation, we'd be received. We could that'll be well received at any time.
Oh, yes.
We want to make sure, too, if you come and you play and you're not going to leave, they're hungry. We're going to feed you, too.
That's right.
We have a luncheon. We have a presentation luncheon following the tournament, and lots of prizes, some very good prizes are being offered. So look forward to seeing you and look forward to your support. Thank you.
Thank you ever so much.
Thank you, too.
Gentlemen, you know if we rent a sock, there is nothing left for being gentlemen. And so we take our break, and we will have this young man come in.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of the Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and we have an interesting young man in the studio. His name is none other than Fabian Wims. Fabian, how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, thank you very much.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's good to be here.
That's what I'm talking about. Tell us a little bit. Well, start with your victory in Jamaica, the first time that a senior person would beat a Jamaican sprinter. And then you went to, what's the name of the place? Bermuda. And you did the same thing. Tell us about that, please.
Oh. Well, it was my third grifter, I think, on the 20 boys.
Yes.
My first on the 20 boys was here in Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
I came third behind Ricky and Eric Berry from Barbados.
And the guy from Bermuda also, eh?
Yeah, I even remember those two names.
Yeah.
So that was my first time on the 20 boys was mm-hmm. here in Nassau. And then the second year was in Jamaica on the 20 boys, 100 meters. Eric Berry was there again. So
yeah,
I was looking forward to
going. Where is he?
I don't know. You know, I haven't seen him or heard about him.
You know, every now and then you think of people that you used to hang out with, and
right.
whether they're living or they're dead, and you know.
Right. I haven't seen him. I wasn't heard anybody for a very long time. So in Jamaica, Eric Berry was a guy to beat for me personally. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know much about the Jamaican guys. So it was Eric, because he was the one who was rookie for the past 2 years before that.
And he was from Barbados, was it?
From Barbados, yes. So I was training and feeling pretty good, excited about going to Jamaica. I decided Bahamas never really won a gold medal in under 20 boys, 100. But the key thing is that I know that if I perform well, I had a good chance of winning the gold medal,
mm-hmm.
Which I did. So competed, made the first Bahamian ever to win the 100 meters under 20 boys.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about that, you know. And the following year was in Bermuda. Now, the thing about Bermuda was it was on a grass track.
Yes.
And back then, the 100 meters was run in the middle of the track mm-hmm. because the straightaway on the track wasn't, I guess, 100 meters.
Yes.
But there, when I won the gold medal, I was a favorite to win at the time, setting a new national, a grifter record.
Yes.
On a grass track. And that was that year, I ran the 100, the 200, the 4x1, and the mile relay.
Yeah. Mile relay?
Yeah, I run a mile relay. I told him I wanted to run a mile relay.
Okay. That's unusual, you know.
Yeah, I know.
A sprinter don't want to run no 400 meters.
No, I wanted to run a mile relay.
Yes.
Because we had three other guys who was good in 400 meters.
Uh-huh.
And back then, too, remember now, we never used to carry a really full team.
No.
So they would use other guys from different events to run on the relays. And back then, they didn't want to probably run the relays for the under 70 boys.
That's right. Didn't happen.
No. Matter of fact, when I first ran the grifter, I was under 17 and I ran on the under 20 boys.
Yes.
4x1 relay.
Uh-huh.
So that was a good experience also. But I went to Bermuda a couple of years after that. But now they have a rubber track.
Rubber track.
Yeah, they have a fast track now.
They do have a fast track. There was a meet that NBC did, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was so high. Yeah. And it was so high in terms of the wind and all of that.
Right, because what happened, a lot of people, because they think Bermuda's part of the Caribbean.
Yes.
But remember now, Bermuda is really east, almost from New York.
Yeah.
And even April and May, it's still kind of cold in Bermuda. Whereas here in the Bahamas, in this part of the southern country, is much, much warmer.
But do you know when they first went to Bermuda? I think it definitely was cold. It was cold.
Yes.
Like I say, when you look at the meet, and they're looking at having new things in Bermuda, even somebody who's running the 1500,
right,
or the 800.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
But in that year also was the first time Bahamas ever won the Grifter Games.
Oh yeah. Oh yes.
I can't remember exactly how many medals we got, but we won that year.
I think we beat Jamaica. We may have beaten Jamaica by 1 point, I think. As I could remember.
Yeah.
You know what is so interesting? Is that I was the PR person, and I went to Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
But I had something that I needed to do, and I took the person who was in this building.
Right.
We went to Atlanta to look at some things they had in Atlanta to be brought back here.
Right.
And so I missed, I came home in advance.
Mm.
And we always wanted to have the team people come out and see the team.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Yes, yes. And it happened.
Yeah.
It happened.
But remember, back in those days, remember now, here in the Bahamas, we used to have three Griffith trials.
Oh, yes, yes.
In January, February,
when we
and
started
March.
Out, when we started out, we right, talk about right. Ricky Moxie.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So for athletes like myself, you had three chances to really find out where you were just in practice. And I remember I told people, the first time I started running track was in January. Because I ran in a high school track meet
mm-hmm.
for RM.
Okay.
And then I was asked to go and try out for Griffith in January. No training.
No training.
But I didn't make it to the finals mm-hmm. in the 100 nor 200
yeah.
in January. And then I think it was a month later, in February, when they had the second trials.
Mm-hmm.
The second trials, I made it to the finals. Came fifth in the 100 and fifth in the 200. Again, with no training.
Yeah.
But I was guy. I was. I love softball and volleyball.
Okay.
And then in February, myself and Andre Newball, we decided we can join the Pioneers Track Club.
Yeah.
And train for 1 month before the last trials. And the last trials, I ended up winning the 100 and 200.
Yeah.
In the final trials, and that's how I made the team. So my thing was that here it is. You are somewhere like me who just started running track in January. Who made Griffith team in March.
Of course.
But it tells what can happen to you by training. But
not, Oh, yes.
But not only that, it tells you that how many hundreds or thousands of talent athletes we have out there.
Right here.
Who don't have the opportunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about the athletes in the Family Islands. Who don't have no facilities to train?
Mm-hmm.
And who don't have no coaches to train? So we lose out on so many athletes who have talent to run. Because my time is Freeport and Nassau, where yes. 90% of the athletes come from. One and two here and there from Abaco or Ilucho, but most of them is from Nassau. What?
Let me interject. Your schoolmate. No, he can't be your schoolmate because you're older than him. I'm talking about Andrew.
Yes, well, Andrew. No, he was my schoolmate. Same school.
Same school, yes.
When I came back from college, I coached Andrew.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when he broke my record in the tournament.
Broke your record? Ain't that something else,
eh? 9 years later.
Yes.
But the thing is, I think as a country, we got to find a way to get more athletes from the Family Islands. We got to find a way.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm disappointed in is that when I think about 50 years, I'll say 50 years,
uh-huh.
here in Nassau, we still only got one track.
Yeah.
And when you think about the thousands of kids who could, who don't come to the track.
Yeah.
And I was saying the perfect place to put a track in Nassau is Iron Bailey. But kids could walk there.
Yes, yes.
From the Grove, from Nassau Village, from the East.
Yeah.
And think about how many kids who we don't have now would come out if they had somebody to train. And the track we have now, I don't know if you ever seen the athletes on the track between January and April. I mean, it's so crowded.
Too many.
Yeah, crowded.
Somebody suggested that the younger people, like under 10,
yes,
man, go outside.
Well, the coaches got
to
do that.
Yeah, the coaches have to do that.
And they're not going to do that. Somebody don't tell them to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And I think that we got to find a way from the government to put more facilities in Nassau. I'm going to say first.
Of course.
When you think about even Outsell Beach and Carmichael Road, so many kids.
People all around.
For example, the food truck clubs who I help every now and then. And in December, we was training with some of the kids on Fort Charlotte. And it's at 5:30 in the afternoon. One of the girls asked me, "Say, coach, when the practice finish?" Mm-hmm. I said, "We finish in 5 minutes." I said, "Why? What happened?" And she told me she didn't catch the bus.
Oh yeah.
To go home.
Yes.
And she lived South Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
And we did Fort Charlotte.
Yeah.
So now she got to get from Fort Charlotte downtown.
Were you still living in South Beach then?
No.
Oh, okay.
This was this year.
Oh, this year. Okay.
Yeah. So she got to find a ride from up a walk from mm-hmm. Fort Charlotte to downtown to catch the bus from downtown South Beach. Yeah. At 5:30, and you know, by in December, it's all getting dark.
Dark, yeah.
So again, think about how much parents don't want the kids to come out because they didn't get a chance. If the parents got to work. So I just think about how much kids we lose
mm-hmm.
because we do not have enough facilities to get them to practice. And I mean, I hear we have almost 90 track clubs, but all of them at one location.
Yeah, That should not work.
No.
We have to be creative. You know what creativity is?
Yeah.
Doing something that ain't been done, or you thinking about something to do,
right,
and you follow up with it.
Correct. And, you know, when I go by the track every now and then to watch meets, I see hundreds or thousands of kids competing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I look out and say, where are the parents?
Yeah.
I mean, so many
There are few.
So many parents do not come out to support their kids.
Yeah.
You know, and that's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the parents are there, some of the kids would push themselves more
mm-hmm.
because the parents were watching them. And some of them won't stop because when you look at kids under nine, the track meet they had, I think, last week, they had about 12, 14 heats of kids under nine.
That's plenty.
And then, but when you get to under 20, mm-hmm. they have like two or three heats.
Yeah.
So a lot of kids stop as they get older
mm-hmm.
for different reasons.
Yeah.
But again, if we had more students competing, there'd be more to choose from.
Let me say something. People are saying that our female, they stop at a particular time for whatever reason. So what's the difference between us and Jamaica?
Well, you know, like people ask me the questions a lot. I think Jamaica have a couple of things going for them that, first of all, I think life's too good for us in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the best.
Yes,
ones.
Yes.
And Jamaica, the parents push their kids more because of better way of life.
Of course.
Like I heard a lot of Haitians come to the Bahamas for better way of life.
Of course, yes.
So a lot of Jamaicans see money now in track and field. So the parents push their kids to get more involved. When you look at the Jamaica trials, you have 20, 30,000 people come to support.
Plenty people.
Right. So the parents push their kids because for better way of life. So here it is. So in the Bahamas, where you might have 30, 40 guys under 20 mm-hmm. in 100 meters, Jamaica have 400 or 500 to choose from. So the more to choose from, it's a good chance they can produce better.
Let me just stick a point here. Charlene Thompson says, agree you need parents to come out and support. Two other people on, Garfield McPhee, he is from, where do I call it? Not Centerville. As you go from St. George's Church,
mm-hmm.
you go east in that area. He is from there. And then there's one, Kevin Smith,
mm-hmm.
who is watching also.
Yeah, because, you know, again, the one club who are ISIS, there's about five or six mothers who come to it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I always crack joke with them. I say, so where the men? How come I don't see the fathers? And there's a child, but they don't come out. And the sad thing about it is that they told me in the past 3 years, they have seen maybe 15 parents. And you have over 80 kids in the club.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. So some of the kids are either getting dropped off by whoever, but the parents is not involved. Even when you're meeting, the parents don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, some parents, I don't know how they work. I don't know what's the reasons why they don't come out to support the kids. But parents is only part of it. You have brothers, sisters, uncles, aunties, godparents who don't support. And a lot of people don't understand how far some of these kids could go,
of course,
in track and field. Like myself, my parents had the money. Me growing up, I never went on a plane until I went to Grifter. I was 15. First time on a plane, I was 15 years old going to Grifter.
We had a situation with you some years ago.
but for me, I have traveled to over 78 countries.
Why?
All from track and field.
Yes.
And obviously, that never happened. I mean, yes, the scholarships you would get, but nowadays the money involved.
Yes.
In track and field,
mm-hmm.
that a lot of parents don't even know.
Of course.
Track and field is a delicate sport because based on you personally and how you compete, make a difference how far you could go and how much money you could make. And you have some athletes that are making millions of dollars.
Let me ask one last question. What do you think was your best competition when you became a senior all over the world? Tell us.
My best competition. Well, I remember when track meet went in Italy, and I was running time with the world record holder.
What's the name of the city?
I think it was in Florence.
Florence, yes.
And I was running against...
You know what is significant with Florence?
What's that?
I have been through there. I never saw the David. Me and Ralph were there. And guess what? Florence is the place where the head of the world body now set a record.
Oh, yeah?
Set a record. Ooh. And, you know, that is something else. That is something else.
But in this track meet, I was asked if Peachy Mini had a world record at the time.
Yes.
And I was told if I were to beat him, how much money I would get.
Yeah.
But he won the race. I came third. But for me, I had numbers track meets. When I set the Bahamas record in the 200 meters, it was exciting about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know until the next day I set the Bahamas record. But the fact remains is I had a number of track meets that I was feel good about competing. Because I had an opportunity to go to Olympics three times. Sadly, I don't make it to the finals.
Uh-huh.
But the fact remains is that the opportunities you get as a track athlete, and I think if more parents push and support the kids, I think Bahamas could get back where we were and beyond.
Well, I just want to, very quickly, LaToy Williams, 400-meter man, his birthday was yesterday, the 29th. Churchill Tanner Knowles. Arthur Wint, who was one of those people from Jamaica who was just unbelievable. And then we talk about Victor Lopez.
Mm, yes, I remember him.
Victor Lopez was the NACAC president,
mm-hmm.
and he did plenty. He's from Puerto Rico,
yes,
but he was at Rice University.
Mm-hmm.
Rosetta Monroe, her birthday on the 4th. Jim Smith, my coach at St. John's University. And again and again, but I need to mention that Kate Seiler lived in Canada, was always in the Bahamas. She passed some years ago. And then Donna Nichols.
Right.
This would be the birthday of Donna Nichols, and her mother is from Jamaica. And passed while she was in Jamaica. And let's talk, just mention finally, concerning a young man called Preston Aubrey.
Mm.
He taught at H.O. Nash. And I can remember somebody was telling me that he had a challenge. His funeral would be at 2 p.m. at St. Barnabas.
Mm.
And would you believe it? He has daughters who are unbelievable in terms of throws, just unbelievable in terms of throws.
Mm-hmm.
And Ali, thank you ever so much for being the man of this show, our producer. Thank you ever so much. And next week, we're going to have another exciting show. Thanks again and again.
Thank you, too.